Yeah, and back to the fear thing. Remember when I used to do my nails in the nail salon before I started doing my own nails? Whenever I go and it's so crowded, like I get scared. For real, like I keep looking at the door. I'm like, I hope nobody walks
Crowded
in here. I
places
hope
are
nobody
now
walks in here.
scary.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
crowded places are now scary. You know what? Funny story. There was one point that I went to Pastor Zach's church. I don't know what was going on.
What up, what up, what up?
What's up,
How y'all
everybody?
doing? This is your girl, Stasia.
And it's still Joey here once again. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really want to say thank you to you guys that are still supporting and watching the videos. We really appreciate it. If you are still following us on social medias, if you listen to our podcast, if you watch our videos, let me look into that camera and actually say. So if you watch our videos, we will please plead with you. Go ahead and like, comment, anything you want to comment, even if you disagree,
And don't forget to subscribe.
and subscribe. Yes. Today's topic is really short. Hopefully, it doesn't rub people the wrong way. I don't know about you, but I feel like my thoughts are gonna rub people the wrong way
Why do you
based
feel
on
like that?
what how should I put it? Majority of people in our community don't necessarily subscribe to what I believe,
Okay.
in terms of the topic that we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah, majority of black folks don't really subscribe to it because, in the United States, it's a thing. With Republicans, Democrats, that kind of
Yeah.
thing, right?
Yeah.
So, me
And ma
not being
majority of black people support Democrats.
majority
So,
of black people support Democrats. So
yeah.
this topic, and I don't know about you. I don't know what you believe in terms of this, but from what I believe, I have this strong feeling it's gonna rub people the wrong way. But either way, that's what I said. That's why I said. Comment, even if you disagree, just put it in the comment section.
Yes.
Let us know what you disagree with, what your thoughts are. We fully, welcome disagreement and everything. So,
And once again, don't forget to subscribe.
yes, that too, that too. And it's not a relationship topic, which is great because
Yes.
I think so far every single episode that we've had
It's been about marriage
It's been
or
about marriage and relationships, so
yeah.
this not being a relationship topic is really good. Well, let's start off with that. Let's start off with the shooting, the Nashville shooting.
Yes.
And I know people are gonna hate it, but hey, we're still gonna touch on it because this podcast is not necessarily just a relationship and marriage podcast because it's a society and culture podcast.
Yes, we can talk
So.
about everything that's going on around us just to bring awareness to what's going on.
Just to bring awareness. Even though relationship sits at the door front of it, we still touch on all these other stuff. So it's good that we have this topic. So
Yes.
the Nashville shooting, right? It's not like the first, it's probably not going to be the last because we've had a few even after that Nashville shooting.
Yeah.
Even in Colorado, which is crazy. Most of the time when you hear it in different states, it doesn't really, you don't feel the impact as much as when you hear it in your state.
Yeah.
Right, and so the Nashville shooting, we know all about it. It looks like he went to the school, started shooting, had three kids and three teachers, I believe, that passed.
Yeah.
And then
May their
recently,
soul rest in peace.
yeah, may their soul rest in peace for sure. We pray for these families. Like
Yes.
pretty much anytime I hear those, it's like the first thing that comes to mind is, man, I hope these families can hold up.
I know.
Especially kids, right? Like if
Yeah.
you lose your child that did not get to grow
Who
up,
didn't get to see your child get married or all
live
that?
life, and even get to the point where your child grows to leave your household to be his or her own person,
Yeah.
that sucks. And anytime I think about that, like when things like that happen, I kind of really feel bad for those parents and
Yeah.
families.
Try to put your shoes into somebody's shoes
Yeah.
just to feel what they're feeling.
Just
What
to feel
if
what
it
they're
was
feeling.
you?
What
What
if it
how
was you, right?
yep.
So the Nashville shooting, like even after that, we had, I think we've had a couple. There was one that happened recently in Colorado as well, which was a school shooting as well.
Yes. I wonder
And
what's going on with these school shootings. Like, what is the point in people shooting at schools?
I'm not necessarily sure why. I think it goes back to when we talked about why people commit suicide and why people do these things. I think most of the time it's a mental issue.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I think it's a mental issue. But my question that I wanted to ask about that is, what, you know, as a parent, as a mom, what comes to mind when you hear about a shooting happening somewhere, like especially in schools?
Man, I feel devastated because my son goes to school too.
So our like, son.
Yes,
you're
our
saying, son. You're saying it like it's your son.
My bad. Our son goes to school too. So like, and pretty soon Maria is going to join too. So like, if I hear that, I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope it doesn't happen in our son's school. Cause like, what, like, how am I going to even feel? How am I going to feel? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. And I pretty much feel almost the exact same thing. And you know how my brain works. Yeah. My brain pictures way ahead of things. I think it's just a thing with being a thinker. I always say that being a natural thinker is kind of good. It helps you figure some things out faster, but it's also bad because it can make you overthink and you think so much into the future. And in instances like this, the last time I think I was working and then I heard about the shooting in the school in Colorado. And the first thing that popped in my mind, because I take it in the school, you know,
every
as well.
Morning, yeah.
And so I know how the school is, the doors and all that. And my brain started picturing this happening in their school. Trying to figure out in my head if the school has safety spots where they can put these kids and stuff. Like my brain.
In case something like that.
In case something like that happens.
And God forbid that something like that happens, but
it's very sad and crazy at the same time, because whenever I hear about it, it's like the first thing that comes to my mind is picturing if something like this happens at my son, at our son's school, right? I start picturing all this and I don't know what I would do. Even if nothing happens, like just the fact that something like that happens.
It can happen, yeah.
Sometimes it stresses me for a little bit of time, just knowing that my son is also in school and these things are happening in schools.
I remember you got worried some time ago and you started thinking about homeschooling them.
Yes.
Yes, because like it's crazy.
Yes, I thought about homeschooling them, not only because of the shooting, but because of so many things that are taught in schools now that I don't necessarily want my kid to learn, right? So all of that, but then homeschooling also is a really tough job.
Yeah, it is.
I think we might not right now in this position be ready for it, but at some point we will. And as soon as we are ready for that, I'm definitely going to do it. Like I won't waste a second on that.
I think we kind of agree and disagree on that. I particularly don't like homeschooling just because I feel like as a kid, you're supposed to like go out there and explore and have friends, play with friends. But like with homeschool, you're just home. Having a teacher come home, it's like you're stuck in school. I mean, you're stuck at home. And what if you don't have any friends?
Like
you become lonely basically, but like, when you go to school, you get to explore, you get to know people,
socialize with people.
Yeah.
I completely understand that part. I think I considered that when I was thinking about the homeschooling. The only reason why I still feel like we should try the homeschooling whenever we are financially capable of doing that is because I think the good in it outweighs the bad. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
The good in that, I feel like it outweighs the bad. That, yes, he might not just him, but the kids, all three of them, might not right now have the friends or have to socialize with, you know, kids at school and all that. But once they grow, they can catch up on these kind of things.
Yeah, but you don't want, they learn when they're little. You don't want them to be anti-so. And
I understand that part. But in reverse, the things that they might be taught in school that I don't want them to learn might be hard to unlearn once they learn that.
They learn it, okay.
So I feel like the good outweighs the bad.
1 point.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get 1 point for that?
Yeah.
Right, I feel like the good outweighs the bad because of that.
Yeah.
That is why I can't wait to do that. And two,
you got a point there, though.
When these shootings happen, it kind of stresses me out knowing my kid is in school. Mm-hmm. It's like until he closes from school that day, my mind will not be at rest. Okay. Like I'll be thinking about playing scenarios in my head over and over with different scenarios till I pick him up from school.
Yeah.
Like my brain does that all the time whenever it happens.
It will suck to drop your kid off of school and then later hear
receive
something
a call that something is happening at school. Even if it's not about your kid, others' kids.
Yes.
Because these are kids, right? These are kids. And it's very unfortunate that these things keep happening and happening over and over.
Yeah. Different states everywhere.
Different states everywhere in the United States. Everywhere. It doesn't matter where you are. Yeah. Things are happening everywhere. And that leads me to the other thing that I wanted us to talk about. Like I mentioned, this episode is probably going to be a short one. But the other thing I wanted to talk about is the gun laws in the United States, right? So in the United States, pretty much, I'm not into politics like that. I think I recently, in the past year, got into kind of paying attention to the ins and outs of these politics and understanding what each group believes or stands for, right?
Yeah.
And from what I know so far, I might be incorrect, but from what I know so far, I think the Democrats are more for gun controlling, as in getting rid of all the guns, and Republicans are more for no, we can't get rid of the guns.
Which it defeats the Second Amendment, which is
it defeats the Second Amendment that says you can actually have a weapon to protect yourself, right?
Yeah,
so I believe right now those are the two, and that is why I said it's gonna rob people the wrong way, because even though we spoke about it as to the shooting and all and how we feel about it. Let me start with you first. What do you think about the gun laws, right? Do you think in the United States that the gun should be taken away, or do you think people should still have the right to carry arms even though we have these mass shootings going on?
I feel like people should be allowed to carry arms just to protect themselves, and also it is their right to do so. And with those that are doing it, like, they should reinforce the age limit, because like, you can have a gun at 18. Like, how?
You can't drink, but you can have a gun.
You can have a gun at 18 years old. And also, I feel like they should have like punishments that comes with these mass shooting. Like, if somebody does something like that, they should be punished. They should be killed too. That's what I think.
Like a capital punishment.
Yeah, they should be killed too. That I feel like that will limit the mass shooting, because right now people will just go and shoot a whole bunch of people and act like they're dumb, like they have
mental issues,
just like the James Holmes issue. He's still freaking sitting in jail while others are suffering because they lost their loved ones.
I completely understand that. And that is why I felt like, well, I guess we're both going to rub people the wrong way. Because I feel almost the exact same thing. Because I don't think objects in itself are bad.
Yeah.
Objects are created or made, not created, but made for a purpose.
And one thing too is that, what if somebody barges into your home with a gun and you don't have a gun? They'll kill you. If you have some sort of protection in your house, you can defend yourself.
Well, in that sense, somebody would say, well, if we take away all the guns, then nobody will have a gun to attack you in your home. That is an argument one person, you know, others somebody can make can there. Also, yeah, that can be an argument for somebody. But still, I think objects do not cause harm by themselves. Every object is made for a purpose. So gun was made for a purpose, a knife was made for a purpose, what do we call it? Baseball bat, a club, a golf club. Mm-hmm. There are so many things that can be used to harm people that were all made for a purpose.
Yep.
Right? And what we tend to do now is looking at what goes on in the world and in the States, because not every part of the world experiences this, because Ghana does not have these guns issues like we have in the United States.
Right.
When we look at the United States, I think what we do most of the time is we blame objects instead of blaming the people, because the objects in itself don't do no harm.
Yes.
Bad people, people and people with mental illness do bad things. And if it is unfortunate that you have some mental sort of issue that, which I would say maybe seek help before it gets to that point that you want to do that.
Yeah.
But if you are just that bad of a person that there was nothing wrong with you mentally, I think you deserve capital punishment when you do those things.
Even if there's, even if there's something wrong with you mentally, I feel like you still deserve the capital punishment because, yes, if you put it that way, everybody can say, oh,
they
I
have
shot,
mental
they
issues.
Have mental issues.
Everybody will blame it on mental issues.
Yeah, this guy, he has PhD, freaking PhD. And you're telling
and then claim the mental issue?
Yeah.
I don't believe he does. I don't believe it does. And I will talk about that in a minute because I remember, I think that was the Century 16 movie, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
We almost went that night and we stopped that night and the shooting happened.
Yep.
I will talk about it in a minute because
the way he planned everything,
it didn't seem like somebody that had a mental issue.
Yeah.
The thing with that is, let me go back a little bit first. When I was talking about the objects don't do harm by itself, bad people do bad things, or people that have mental illness do bad things. So when we take away the guns in itself, I feel like people that are bad people that are trying to do bad things will find other objects to do what they want to do, right? So if you take away the guns, they will go back to knives, clubs, baseball bats, like they will go back to other things. How do I believe this is possible? Because if we go to Ghana, Ghana does not have access to guns like that. The citizens of Ghana don't have access to guns easily like that. Maybe now people are now getting access to those kind of things. Before, people didn't get those access. But guess what was happening before?
Killing with the knife?
They were killing with knives, right?
Yeah. Stabbing people.
They were stabbing people with knives.
Yeah.
In my neighborhood, I could tell you within a year, I would hear of maybe 5 stabbings.
Within a year?
Yeah, within a year. I would hear of. I knew somebody that would do it because he lived opposite to me back then in Ghana.
Yeah.
He lived opposite to me that he would go out, get in a fight, stab people, and then come back home.
Just like that.
Just like that. Like which means if people decide to do things, If guns are not accessible or easily available for them, they will find something else. Mm. So bad people do bad things.
But
I feel like we switch it and blame it on the objects instead of blaming the people that are doing bad things.
You know, I also heard of UK. There are some other countries like UK and Japan. So they banned the guns. And after that, they've been safe. There hasn't been any mass shooting anywhere. I was reading it somewhere. They said it's been about 20 years.
Okay. That's also a good point. I think if Democrats are the ones that are fighting for that, I'm sure they probably know that and they use that in their argument. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they do. I'm not much into politics, so I don't most of the time pay attention to what they use in their arguments.
Yeah.
And I would say if it worked for somebody, it can't work for United States. But it doesn't necessarily mean it will work for United States.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. United States is very big.
Everybody is different, right? Everybody is different. So maybe it worked for them. It can work for us too. Maybe it worked for them. It won't work for us. But I just do believe that bad people do bad things. No object in itself is bad. Because the object in itself does not do harm.
Right. The guns were made for you to protect yourself.
To protect yourself. And somebody used it for something else. Mm-hmm. And so in the same way, I can tell you that, you know, if you go to like the gun example that I was making, these knives and swords too.
Swords.
Yeah. sword.
Like regular, oh, sword.
Yeah, okay. Like a sword, like yeah. The ones in the Chinese movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And then in Ghana, we call it like cutlass. Mm-hmm. Those ones, swords and cutlass, people use those.
Yeah.
Right? But these objects were made for something else.
Yeah.
Banned people decided to use that for their own purpose. The point that I'm making really is that objects don't do no harm.
Yeah.
It's people do bad things.
Yep.
And so anybody that does bad things, I feel like they should receive the punishment for it.
Yeah, if they were doing this, I don't think we would have issues with mass shooting. Because whoever picks up the gun to do these shootings, they'll think about it. Like, oh, they're going to kill me.
It's either you're going to die.
Or you're right.
Or you're going to face a capital punishment, another death.
Yeah.
Or you'll be stuck in jail forever. Which means it will prevent people that are not mentally ill from doing it.
Yeah.
Because if you are sane, then you will not do it because you know the reaction and the consequences of your actions.
But the option of being in jail for the rest of your life shouldn't even be an option because some people prefer that. You know that?
That too.
Yeah.
Because others can also argue.
You eat, you sleep.
That's what I was going to say. People also argue that putting you in jail means that good citizens that are tax-paying citizens are now supposed to work and their tax is supposed to feed you.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want that.
No.
If you killed people, then maybe you are a bad person and you should be out too. For me, I don't think the guns in itself are the problem. I think people are the problem. And how easy it is for people to get guns should maybe looked at. If they are not matured enough to drink alcohol, then maybe they shouldn't get guns.
Yep.
And two, before you get your hands on a gun, maybe you need to go through tough screening too. We shouldn't just sell it to anybody just because they are good. I think we should look into people's background and stuff to make sure they don't have no mental illness or anything. But before they get their hands on guns too.
You know, some they
or maybe even limit the number of guns somebody can own. Because then why do you want a lot anyways?
They can do all those screenings. I feel like they can do all those screenings.
But bad people will still find their ways.
They still find a way to do whatever they want to do.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one. And I'm sure it's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. But
I feel like it shouldn't. Everybody has their own
opinion, right? The fact that you have a different opinion from me does not mean we are enemies.
Yeah.
I love you. You love me. We're good. We live peacefully. Everything is fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And going back to the guy that did the Century 16 shooting, right? Because we almost went there that day.
That night. Oh, my gosh. I remember the next morning, my cousin, Gifty, called me. She was like, hey, cuz, are you guys okay? I heard there was a shooting. I was like, oh, my gosh. Because I don't think that morning I don't think we heard of the news that morning until she called. Yeah. I don't remember, but I do remember that when it happened,
we were going that night. I don't remember how I heard it. She called that morning.
She called that morning.
She called you that morning?
Yes, and she was like, there was a shooting. Are you guys okay? And then I was like, yeah, we were okay. Where? And then she said, sent you 16.
Yeah, because I remember we were going there that night. I don't know if we drove there
and then
something happened and we stopped, returned, or we never even went there.
We never even went out. We wanted to go out, but we ended up not going. Which, thank God for that. Else,
I know, right? Because we were going to be there too.
Disaster, yes.
Yeah. And to that point, has it have like any impact on you at all?
It really hasn't had an impact. Maybe when it happened, but like as the years went on, like it kind of fade away. It really hasn't had an impact lately, but like I feel bad. My heart goes out to those that lost their loved ones. It's sad. It's sad.
Now, I would say that particular day in itself had no impact on me.
Yeah.
Right? It felt like it was it wasn't crazy back then too. It was kind of like now picking up.
That was shooting. Like the very first. No.
It wasn't the very first.
Other than Columbine, that was like the second.
I don't think it was even the second. Probably there were more before that we weren't familiar with.
I think that was like the
it was like the major more,
yeah,
okay.
With many people.
Many people there. So I think that particular incident didn't really have like a great impact on me. But then I think the year progressing and the shooting kept happening, I started now enjoying crowd places.
Oh, yeah.
Well, before, I hated going into those places anyways. I think I'm even better now, going out, talking a lot more, doing all that. Because before, I wouldn't talk, I wouldn't go out, I wouldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
And so it kind of even, as time went on and then the shooting kept going on, I stayed away from movies completely. I don't think we've ever been in movies since years.
It's been a while, but you said you have your own theater at home, right? So you don't need to go to
I started thinking of getting my own theater. I hated going into places where it's kind of crowded, because I said, which sucks, because I know that makes you live in fear.
Yes,
it sucks, but at the same time, I'd rather not if I have another option to replace it.
Right. And you know,
so if I have an option to replace, which is when we built the home theater at home, and I can go on Comcast and order every movie that was in the theater, in my home theater, then I won't go to the theater then.
Yeah,
I would just stay home, get my popcorn, get what I need to get, relax at home, and enjoy the movie.
And you know one thing that just came to my mind? I feel like these people, these television companies, brought the movie theater movies on TV because people weren't going to the cinema. To the movie theater, don't you think?
I think so. I think it got bigger during COVID because we weren't allowed to go out anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it was during COVID that Comcast did a great job. It was during COVID that they brought it a lot more into your homes where you can watch the movies than your theaters at home.
Yeah, okay.
And pretty much pay, I think, the exact same amount that you would pay if you had gone to the theater.
Yeah.
So it made it easy to just enjoy your movies at home. And I think this month alone, we've seen like 2 movies that were in the theater at home.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it easy instead of just driving all the way to the theaters, go sit down, watch a movie, all that, you know.
But it's fun though.
It's fun. I'm sure I'll probably try going out again, except that after about 2-3 years just watching movies at home in a home theater, I got used to it. I don't want to go no more.
Yeah, and back to the fear thing. Remember when I used to do my nails in the nail salon before I started doing my own nails? Whenever I go and it's so crowded, like, I get scared. I keep looking at the door. I'm like, I hope nobody
crowded places are now scary.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. Crowded places are now scary. You know what? Funny story. There was one point that I went to Pastor Zach's church. I don't know what was going on. And I think prior to that, somebody had shot at a church or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The mass shooting. The one he filmed on Facebook, right?
I think so. Is it? That was a church, right? Was it a mosque?
I think it was a church.
Okay. So I know for sure it was around when a mass shooting in a religious building had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I went to church, I wouldn't take my eyes off the door. Like, I was in church, but I kept looking to make sure if something pops off,
you out.
I'm out. Because it was happening back to back.
Yeah.
And it felt like they were targeting religious buildings, either a mosque or a church or something. So it was on my mind the whole time. So while I was in there, it sucks that sometimes it makes you kind of live in fear.
Yeah.
But at the same time, sometimes it's not necessarily living in fear. It's just being cautious.
Yeah, yeah.
Just being cautious. Just don't put yourself in a spot where you think something is possible.
Yeah.
Because people love these kind of places now. Mm-hmm. They love crowded places.
Yep. And I also feel like people should like, whenever you go somewhere, you should find out where the exits are. And then just in case something happens, you know your way out.
Check your surroundings.
Check your surroundings. Know where you can go. And in case something pops up, you just...
Yeah, you can easily exit.
Yeah.
Well, before we get to something kind of funny, because this is one of the kind of intense topic to talk about. Before we get into that, I think you mentioned today that there was another shooting or something that had happened. I'm not sure what state it was. And then you said it was closer to us.
Yes, that is Peoria and
Denmark. It's about 5-10 minutes from us, right?
That was like 2 days ago.
Okay. Now, here is the part that I don't think I ever mentioned to you. When you had an accident with a crossfire, and I was trying to find the police report, right, to find the guy's information and insurance and all that stuff. While searching, I started pulling a lot of incidents online that happened around us. Man. The stuff that were happening around us, you would not believe it.
It's crazy.
Like people getting attacked in, like just around us on the 6th Street, which is like 2 minutes from us, 2-3 minutes from us. Mm-hmm. Like things that were happening on the seas, just in our 5-10 minutes drive away. So many things were happening that even in a day, sometimes 2 or 3 things. People get attacked in the night.
Dang.
Yeah, people breakages into their houses and a whole lot of stuff. And when I started reading it, I was like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. Just because we don't know nothing about nothing
happening just around us. It's crazy.
It is. And it's crazy. With the other shooting that happened in that high school, that is just East High School.
Yeah.
Like, it's just right on...
It's just a few minutes away.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a few minutes away. It sucks. But, well, let's forget about the more intense topic. Let's go on to something...
Yeah, something fun.
Fun and funny.
Fun and funny.
Well, but kind of important, too. Tips.
Tips. Mm.
So, well, I didn't know before earlier today that tips actually means to ensure promptness. Something like that.
Yes.
I didn't know that is what tips meant.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Me neither. I
hey, you can call me dumb, but I didn't know.
Tip was just the word tip. I didn't think it had like a meaning to it.
A meaning to it, right? I didn't think that either, that tips had a meaning to it. Well, you can see I'm dumb, but I just didn't know that is what it meant. Now, so I don't recall what YouTube channel that was on, but they were pretty much talking about how tip has now gradually evolved to the point where instead of being appreciated, it's expected. So you go to, it doesn't matter where you go, restaurant or hotel,
even
wherever
at the
you go,
salon,
everywhere you go,
yep.
Everywhere you go, people are now expecting you to tip them, right?
And then they have the audacity to add the percentage they want. I should be able to give you what I feel like you deserve.
You deserve for the service you provided. Because first of all, the funny part is, it's not like you're doing anything for me that you are not being paid for.
You are getting paid for serving me.
Yeah, it's your job. You are doing your job. And I'm supposed to tip you if I think you went above and beyond.
Yep.
If you did something exceptional for me.
That's it.
But now, people expect the tip. Even if they didn't do nothing for you, all they did for you was to get you your food.
And then that's it. You didn't.
And then that's it. They want 20% of what you spent. So just imagine you go to a restaurant, you spend like
$200.
$200. And this person that only brought you your food brings you
your check
and has 20%, 25%. Those are like the only options sometimes. And sometimes I think 15 or 18.
I think I've seen 30 before.
And 30 and all that. And they expect like, let's say on average, 20%. So I spent $200 in a hotel. You want 20%. That means you are trying to get $40 extra for just bringing me my food.
While you're being paid for it, right?
It makes no sense. I don't know how we gradually move to that.
So basically, you're being paid to bring me my food, and I'm paying for the food, and you expect me to bring the food as well.
So that's getting double payment for the job. Instead of, you did an amazing job, I appreciate how you provided your services and all that, and so I'm going to tip you for doing something good.
Yeah.
Which usually at restaurants, I like to tip them most of the time. Because if you go to, maybe because we go to decent restaurants, maybe. These decent restaurants, the waiters, they're good, they're nice, they check on you.
Mm-hmm.
They provide the service that deserves the tipping.
Oh, yeah.
And there are these other places that you would go to, like you said, Like when I used to go to the barbershop, right? I don't remember the last time somebody cut my hair. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time. I've been cutting my own hair for years now.
Yeah.
But when I was lazy to do it and I was going to the barbering shop.
That's the word to use when you're lazy.
When I was lazy to do it and I was going to the barbering shop, like tip was kind of added to it. If you pay and there was no tip, it felt weird.
Yeah.
And it's not supposed to be like that because I'm already paying you for the service, right? I'm already paying you for the service. So how am I supposed to? It's kind of like you are compelled to tip them for cutting the hair. And I'm already paying you for the haircut.
Right. And what if you only had the money to cut your hair? You don't have any extra.
Oh, you better get extra to tip them. Which is, when I heard it on the news today, it was funny. About it like, wait, it is true. People don't appreciate tips no more. They expect it.
They do expect
it. And it's not supposed to be like that. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be like that. I'm going to start actually paying attention. Instead of tipping every waiter or tipping people, do you know that even in Ghana, when I went to Ghana, the hotel that I slept in, that I'll usually tip them, like I'll usually tip maybe 3 or 4 people that work in the reception area.
Okay.
Yeah. And I did that before, like last year, when I went to Ghana last year, I tipped them a lot too. I think I gave them, there were like 3 of them and I gave them 300 Ghana City each.
Really?
Yeah, I give them like 1,000 Ghana City to share. Something like that. I don't remember. I think it was like the cities that were left on me. And then I just gave it to them for getting me like a bigger room and all that stuff, a decent room and everything.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody does an exceptional, gives you an exceptional service, you should show some gratitude, right? And just like whenever I do people's makeup, I'm like, hey, you know, tips are welcome. I mean, it's not.
Oh, Ghanaians will not tip you.
It's not by force, but like, they're welcome. Just
Ghanaians will not tip you. That I can tell you.
Yeah.
It's funny, but true.
Like, I've had people tip me a bit time, though.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. What sucks with the hotel one, though, is I went to Kumasi, and when I came back the last day, even though I did tip them before I went to Kumasi and all, when I came back, I called them ahead of time to get my room and everything. When I got there, they didn't get the room. They made me wait like almost 2-3 hours to get the room. And they gave me the shittiest room.
Oh, the same hotel?
The same hotel. They gave me this room that was kind of hidden somewhere.
Was it the same people?
Well, it was the same people. So Abdul, the guy that I'm really cool with, he said, when I talked to him, because I have his number, he said, oh, I'm not going to be working that day. But I'm going to talk to them and tell them you're coming around so they should get you the best room, right?
Right.
And then he said, I've taken care of it. When you get there, everything is cool. Talk to them. You got it. When I got there, nothing. And what pissed me off was even though they didn't get me what I wanted, even though I tipped them and treated them nice and all, before I left, there was one more lady that wanted to get, because she heard that I did tip the guys that were there. Mm-hmm. She wanted me to tip her because she was like, oh, I heard, you know, you kind of showed appreciation for the guys that were here last time, like 2-3 days ago, blah, blah, blah. So I figured what she means is she wants hers, right?
For doing what?
For doing what? Nothing. Because when I came this time around, you guys screwed me over. So I didn't give it to her because in my mind, I'm like, no, I don't think you deserve anything.
Right.
Because this time around, you guys had me waiting for like 2 hours. It even went past the check-in time. It went past the check-in time about 55 minutes.
Dang.
Yeah. I had to just move around and go get something to eat and just to beat time.
Did you have your luggages with you?
Yes. Okay. And they said, oh, we're just going to keep it here for you, but we can't get you the room yet. And then afterwards, she wanted me to tip her. I'm like, no.
Yeah, you didn't do
anything. No, you didn't really do anything. You gave me the shittiest room. I didn't even like the room. Like, the room was small. It had a bigger bathroom, but the room was small.
And the fact that she even came and told you, oh, I heard you tip people the previous year, so I
just. It wasn't even the previous year. It was the same year. She was just saying, I heard you tip them before you went to Kumasi.
Oh, okay. But yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You see what we're talking about? Instead of people being appreciated, she expected it.
Mm-hmm, she
did. That you did it for them, so you should do it for me. Even though she didn't really do anything at all for me.
Yeah.
She's just suspecting that, well, you are in our hotel, so you're supposed to tip us. you're supposed to give us money.
Doesn't work that way, people.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. And unfortunately, in the States, tip is becoming a problem, honestly speaking. Like, sometimes some services that I receive, when I look at it, like the check comes and I see the tip on there, mm-hmm. I get mad. But I always feel like, you know what, it's fine. It's just $20. Yeah. So what is that going to do?
It's crazy.
But I think it's not something that people should expect.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
Yeah, it should be appreciated.
Out of your heart, something voluntary that somebody wants to do for you.
Yep. I wanted us to end with that one because I knew the first one was kind of intense and people were going to, they're going to kill us with that one.
Well,
they're going to kill us.
Their
opinion.
Opinions. So everybody's entitled to their opinion. So,
and we can still live in peace even if we disagree. And that is why I keep encouraging people that even if you disagree, just go ahead and comment, like, subscribe. Tell us what you think.
Mm-hmm.
What you disagree with us, you can say whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
I don't hold nothing against nobody.
Right.
You're entitled to your opinion. So
do you think guns should be legal, illegal? Comment down below.
Put in the comment.
Let us know.
Yep. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in again. We appreciate y'all. Peace.
See ya. Peace out.